7:07 on the KGO Morning News. That's Jennifer Jones-Lee. I'm John Bristow. You know, it costs $35 million only to build the Golden Gate Bridge. And according to safety standards at the time, 35 workers, one per million, were likely to die. It didn't turn out that way, fortunately. KGO's Jenna Lane has the first part of our Spotlight 810 series on the bridge's 75th anniversary, a tribute to the men who built it, the 11 who did die, and a nod to those who maintain it today.
The second of the giant bridges connecting San Francisco with the surrounding mainland is entering on its final stage.
February 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge had been under construction for 4 years, and in that time, one worker had died.
The builders are using a new safety idea, the first time it's ever been tried. Workmen who spend long days at dizzy heights are protected by a huge net.
Then a scaffold came loose.
I just went off like a frog into the net.
That's Evan Lambert. Martin Adams, who had just stepped off the platform, watched him fall.
And looked, and there was two fellows hanging there with by their fingers on the flanges of the beam. One of them hollered, "For God's sake, get a rope."
The 6-ton scaffold broke into a free fall, taking Lambert, 11 other men, and the net with it.
I knew that to have a prayer to survive, I had to hit the water feet first, and I managed to do it. The only problem with that was that I jammed down into that piece of net, and that's the only time I panicked. I was caught in the net, and the net was headed for the bottom. I couldn't get loose at all. I was fighting it. And then I finally calmed down and began to wiggle, and I slid right out of it. But I was down a long ways because I was bleeding at the nose and the ears when I came up.
Lambert, one of two survivors, went back to work days later. California was emerging from the Great Depression, and jobs were scarce.
It was big bonfire down there, the South Tower. Yeah. Guys waiting for a job. There's no work. Either some guy had to quit or get killed, and they'd get the job. They were all good men, but they already had good men. That's how it was. If you didn't cut the buck, boy, you was gone.
That's Al Zampa, quick like a fighter, nimble, even with 30 pounds of tools on his belt. He slipped one day, broke his back, and spent months at St. Luke's.
Everybody said, "Oh, you lost your nerve. You'll never be able to do it no more." So I didn't come home. I went right out on the bridge when I got out of the hospital. Walked all around that thing. Sure, I was a little things, and I see where I fell. I was a little excited, but I'd never lost my nerve. Went right on there, walked all over that thing.
700 feet above the swirling waters, helmeted men with scare-proof nerves are completing the Golden Gate Bridge.
The pay was good, up to $11 a day, with incomparable perks.
It was just a thrill every minute. I remember a couple of times we had to change the shibs, that's the pulleys, you know. Mm-hmm. Climb up, that's above the tower, 750 feet, another 100 feet up. We'd be up in the sunshine, you look down, you couldn't even see the deck. All sunshine up there and all fog under there. Couldn't see nothing. Feel kind of high when you're up there. I mean, without drinking.
75 years later, the thrill is the same.
It's a high. I mean, it's like being a, it's just, it's, you're up in like the top of the towers or up on the main cable, and you just, it's so breathtaking, a view.
Painter Rocky Della Rocca is one of the bridge's stewards today. Along with Lawrence Leonard, he fights corrosion with that signature blend.
International orange paper. It's pretty cold sometimes. It's pretty drastic. You've got the salt there. You've got Mother Nature sitting out there waiting to just put it back to its natural state, rust. And we're here to make sure that doesn't happen. And gives you pride in your job.
Not that our job is any more important than anybody else's job, but I think just taking care of something like this, and you feel kind of proud of that because you're taking care of something that is affecting a lot of people. It connects all these communities, the bridge.
High above the waters of the Golden Gate, the two ends of the bridge road meet at the exact center. The final steel girder is set in place, and man has successfully completed the longest bridge
span
in the world.
With a Spotlight 810 report, I'm Jenna Lane, KGO 810.
And our thanks to the Labor Archives and Research Center at San Francisco State University for allowing us to use those recordings of the original bridge workers.